Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit, your hand on us, your spirit within us, and revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. As we said previously, we're celebrating our fourth year of just moving forward with this podcast. All right, but we're going to pray again right now, as we did last time, for these different countries, people in these countries who are listening, and we prayed for a number of them last week, so let's do it this time. Father God, we pray for people in the Netherlands, Brazil, Sweden, Italy, India, Moldova, France, Russia, Guyana, and the UK. And Father God, that they will grow from this podcast, they have grown in previous lessons that they've listened to, and that, Father God, that they will grow continually in your word from other sources, but primarily the source of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Minister to their deep hearts' needs, and we thank you for healing in all of their life and for their spirit, soul, and body to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're continuing this interesting series called The Echo of God's Love. Like I said, I don't have anything, I've not really had much on paper except right before I'll sit down to share. Either something will come to me as I'm sharing, or maybe as last time I told you, in the middle of the night, things started coming to me and it just felt like it was coming together. I've got some different ideas, but I'm just kind of wandering around in the Word, which is not the way I normally do this. I normally have it planned out, so God just maybe is ministering to some people in different ways. So we said Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So God is speaking forth his word, and it's being fulfilled in us when we act on it. One of our key scriptures in this series, is, since it's the echo of God's love, is 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. I want to revisit that before we press on with Isaiah 55:11. But from the New American Standard, we said a couple episodes back that verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love." So in other words, love is coming from God. Let me read that first part again. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God." So we know that we love him because he first loved us. So he's loving us, and then we are echoing that love back to him. And then we are to love one another with the same love he's giving us. In fact, that verse I just quoted was in 1 John 4:19. And that really echoes what we're talking about. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. So if he loves us, that gives us the opportunity to love him. And we're echoing his love, his agape, unconditional love, back to him. So that's kind of the basis of what we're going on. And then we can turn around and love other people. So when we're flipping around so much. Hang on to your hat. Isaiah 55:11 is that God's word will not return unto him void. And let's give an example of that in the word, two scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11, I want you to turn there if you would. We'll start with verse 1 and read down to verse 3. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders received witness. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now, we've talked a lot about faith on this podcast, but there's a very, very quick review about this. Faith, verse 1 says, is the substance or gives substance to what you're hoping for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now skip down to verse 3 again. "Through faith we understand the worlds were framed or created by the word of God," by God's word, by what he spoke. "Because the things which are, so that things which are seen now were made of things which did not appear." which they do appear now, but they weren't appearing. They weren't visible when he spoke the word out. And a couple of translations help us understand that. New International Version. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So God had to exercise his faith to speak his word. All right? Think about this. This thought just hit me. God had to exercise his love to love us when we were unlovable. He had faith for you and me when we were unlovable. And Jesus went to the cross when we were unlovable. But his love, God's love in him, because he, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all three, that love was flowing out of them for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Oh my goodness, think about that kind of love. What kind of love that is. And that love is within you. It's within you. It's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit so that you can, your flesh may not want to love people. I don't know about you, but I've had some challenges sometime forgiving people and walking in that grace, but God has really been teaching me and trying to get across to me. And basically, he's been getting across. I just need to listen to it and walk in that love. New Living Translation of Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. This is a little more clear. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. See, faith is grasping the unseen realities and bringing them into reality. That's basically Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what you do not see. It's grabbing what's in the what seems to be unseen, but it's more real than the seen because the unseen created the seen. Well, just meditate on that a little bit. All right, the English Standard Version. Again, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. All right, same as the New International, very similar. All right, so let's look back at Genesis chapter 1 briefly and see how God did this. And we can, this is a whole teaching in itself, so I'm just going to just give you a quick synopsis of this. But Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. So he's getting ready to show you how he created it. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, okay, here he is. Here he is creating with his word. And God said, that's with his words, let there be light. Okay, so the word goes forth, and we saw in Isaiah 55:11 that it will not return void. Let there be light, and there was light. So the world, the universe, the whole existence, and which was non-existent at that time, had to appear. It had to obey the word that God spoke in faith. So you can read all down through Genesis 1, chapter 1, and look down through there. And in fact, the original language, I believe, says instead of let there be light, it says light be. And like one guy said, it's been being ever since. It hadn't stopped. He hadn't stopped it. You know, I'm so glad, you know, I thought of this a long time ago and taught it, that God hasn't stopped his faith from working. So the world's still turning and the sun's still shining and we're still moving on. So let there be light, and there was light. And he goes on, he called the day and the night. And verse 6, it said, and God said, there it is again. And verse 7, and God made the firmament, and it was so. He spoke it, and he did it. He spoke it, and he acted on it. And the action of his faith was speaking it. God said, verse 9, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. It was so. It was good. I've just underlined these different things. Verse 20, and God said, I mean, all down through here, God spoke it out. And then verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let us make man in our own image. And then he did it. All right, so God speaks the word out in faith, and it does not return unto him void. Think about that just for a minute. So if God speaks the word out, and he says in 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17, Isaiah, He says that you are healed, and then in 1 Peter 2:24 again, that you were healed. Then by faith, God calls out his desire. Now, this is what I got, this vision, picture I got this morning, or the other morning when I woke up early. God calls out his desire. It's like he's saying, healed. And the echo is from us, healed. God's, get that again. Remember I told you the story when I was a little boy, my parents took me up to the mountains and they said, call out your name. And I did, and my name came back to me. I heard it speak back. Whatever I said echoed back to me. I thought that was so cool and so unique. And my parents, I think, described it as, well, there's somebody else over there speaking back to you. But it was really my voice speaking back to me. It was reflected off of the mountains. All right? Think about that. God's word is reflected back to him. When he speaks it, if we will allow it and by faith speak it back to him, we echo it back to him. We are echoing the results of his love. The echo, like we're talking this series, calling this series, the echo of God's love. We're echoing the results of God's love for us, and we're getting an agreement with God. We're saying the same thing as God by confessing the word. Our ears are hearing what we're speaking back to him. Get this? Our ears hear the word when we read it in the Bible. When he speaks to us in our hearts, we speak it out loud. We're speaking it back to him, and he hears it, and we hear it, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the devil can't stand it because you're speaking the word and echoing God's love. Let's meditate on that this week. Father God, we thank you for your love and goodness. We thank you we can be the conduit. We can be the echo, and we can be the conduit for speaking your word and love to other people and showing that love to other people. But Father God, our first love is you. You're the first place in our lives, and we love you, Father God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you we can love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.